Could I have your name and position for level, please?
My name's Jane White. I'm the Research and Information Services Manager at IOSH.
Well, Jane, IOSH is obviously a very important body when it comes to your occupational health and safety. Why do you think MI5's decided to mention IOSH within its adverts?
I think when it comes to health and safety, if you want the best, you ask for an IOSH member. And it's very encouraging to see that when they're asking for the best, MI5 have done that and asked for a chartered member of IOSH.
And do you think that if you're a chartered member of IOSH, you are in fact the best? Are you literally an expert in the field?
Well, we have a continuous professional development at IOSH where you have to record and prove your competence year on year. And it does take quite a considerable amount of time, qualification and experience to gain that CMIOSH membership level. So yes, it's a mark of a standard, and a very high standard at that.
Because of course, very sadly across the globe, many, many people die every year as a result of health and safety failures. So is IOSH committed to reducing that and ultimately seeing an end to all of that?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a vision, a mission statement, which is a world of work which is safe, healthy and sustainable. And with over 43,000 members, that's exactly what we're here to do, is to have a very high level of professionalism, a very high level of understanding of all aspects of health and safety at work, and to ensure that we continue to reduce the numbers of injuries and fatalities in the workplace.
Of course, health and safety is often given a bit of a bad press within the media as being, you know, a little bit sort of policing the system. But it's a hugely important thing in terms of business, isn't it? Because businesses can lose lots of money through health and safety failures.
Yeah, it's we like to see health and safety as the enabler, not the excuse for something not to happen. And for those that work within the profession, that is exactly what we do. And there's another way of looking at it. I mean, think about business risk, think about business resilience. It's all those types of things that health and safety practitioners do within a business to safeguard it from falling down any pitfalls. So, for example, we've had very bizarre weather in this country for several years now, but take flooding, for example. If you haven't assessed the risk to your business for flooding, if you haven't got kind of a plan B in place for what would happen, the likelihood is that you will suffer great financial losses and perhaps even go out of business.
Well, IOSH obviously is very up there. I mean, let's face it, MI5 doesn't want to recruit just anyone. But at the end of the day, what are the most dangerous occupations, certainly within the UK, that you could list for us?
There are quite a lot of occupations that our members work with that are very high risk. We have engineers that fix wind turbines, you know, many hundreds of feet in the air. We have those working offshore in oil and gas. We have people handling extremely dangerous chemicals. We have people working under extreme pressures and temperatures or in atmospheres where there's no oxygen, so they have to be in suits. I mean, there's a huge array of very, very high level work that health and safety practitioners are involved in, making sure they're safe and making sure that the work can happen, which is a very important thing.
No, that's great. And let's just remind everyone that IOSH is indeed the world's largest professional membership body for health and safety. But how many members does IOSH have across the globe, roughly speaking, at the moment?
At the moment, we've got just over 43,000 members. We have branches in 18 different countries. We are growing all the time. We have a huge international standing and impact. We've got branches in Singapore, Hong Kong, Dubai. We are a very global company. And just speaking as a member myself and in relation to this MI5 job advert that we're talking about, I think that our members would reflect on themselves and see themselves perhaps as the debonair James Bond type character, very handsome with a bow tie on and working very well.
Jane White of IOSH, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.